following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi. Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Hey, we just came back.
From vacation. In the lovely town of Indio.
Indio is hot.
It was 109 degrees.
It's very hot in Indio.
109 degrees when we were there. But
it bakes the skin right off you.
It does.
If you don't
in the shade, you feel like I'm baking.
I'm
sitting in an oven. I grew up there. I lived there 16 years of my life.
We got to go back and visit where Bethany went to school in the desert. In the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
We got to see the homes that she grew up in, the schools that she went to. We got to see how her
hangout places, my first real job.
We got to see all those places.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. We took our kids with us. Anyways, we went on vacation because it's good to rest.
Yeah.
It's good to rest.
Get away.
When's the last time you rested?
Like really rested.
Like really rested. So we went for a week. Five days. We went 5 days and we just rested, got away, hung out with our kids, got away from all the things that our kids do on a weekly basis, all the things we do on a weekly basis.
Which wasn't 100% easy. They weren't like, we can't wait to go and like,
but they were pretty good.
Stay at a place that has a pool. They had fun, obviously.
Right.
But because they're a little older now, there's things that they're going to miss, like dance class or things that the youth group is doing that they were going to miss while we were gone, which I was happy that they were sad to
miss youth group.
They're doing something right in there.
Doing right. But, anyways, getting in a car together and purposing to rest and just be together. And even if you didn't have a big family, or we don't have a big family, but we have three kids. If you had no kids, and or if it was just yourself, there is a value to getting away and resting. And we've been seeing that in Mark chapter 2 and Mark chapter 1, where Jesus would get away and he would rest. And coming up this week, I believe Bill is going to talk about the Sabbath and the importance of rest. And there's this thing that Jesus says where he says that Sabbath was made for man. I should just read it. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. In other words, God designed Sabbath rest, a day of rest for people to rest and not work and not labor, because the way God designed man was that he would need it. And there is each and every part of our weeks where we need to just be at rest, where we put work down, we put all those things down, and we focus on resting and being with him. And what we just did was a kind of a 5 day rest of getting out of the routine, getting out of all the things we normally do, the rat race that we run sometimes. And we know you do the same thing. You run, where you just need a longer period of time of rest and being together for us and being intentional about resting. And so that's what we did in Indio in the heat.
But mostly in the air conditioning and the pool.
we did some resting in the pool and, but it was good for us. And I think the value of it too, is you come back, refreshed, you come back ready for, and maybe to do the work that you're called to do even more diligently, and stronger, and maybe with more purpose and vision. And it's funny because, and I think it was 2 weeks ago when I taught on Jesus getting away, and then Peter comes out, and the people all come out and like, hey, they want you to come back into Capernaum and do more work and do more work. And Jesus with this, I just kind of envisioned rested vision of saying, actually, we're not going back into Capernaum right now. We've got to keep going with the gospel. And he would just get that as he Sabbathed with his Father, you know, the living God. And I think he would be the one that you would say, this is the person that knew how to rest and then knew how to work, like worked very hard. So that's us. We're coming back off of Sabbathing, of resting. And we try to do it in our marriage.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Family vacation.
Yeah.
We try to get away once a year. The last 2 years have been staycation, obviously, because of things. And sometimes we just don't get around to planning it. And it comes to the week of vacation. We're like, I guess we'll
just stay
home. which is fine too.
Yeah. But what I was saying is in our marriage, we try to get away together. Yeah. The two of us get away, and that's different than Sabbathing, but we try to get away together to have that intentional married focused time as well once a week. Like without question, Bethany's made that part of our, it's date day
or date lunch
or date dinner, hour or date 2 hours. Sometimes it's three if we're lucky, but we just get away to try to purpose together to do that. Anyways, hope that's helpful. If you have not Sabbathed for a while, if you have not been intentional about getting away and resting, and it doesn't have to be to Indio.
No.
You don't have to go to Indio, but you can if you'd like. It could just be getting away just for a little while, a day or 2 days, and just resting. And maybe that's something that the Lord would call you to. And again, I don't think you have to feel guilty for it. It's called by God. Mm-hmm. It's called by God that the Sabbath was made for the man, right? That man would rest. And I think sometimes we run so hard, we push so hard, and we forget that sometimes we need to rest. We need to push hard. There's still times when we need to work super hard, but there's other times where we're called to say, take that day off, rest. So Lord, give us wisdom, direction as people who need to learn at times when it's time to push pause and stop and rest. And actually, I believe it's good for us to do that. It's good for the companies that we work for. It's good for our families. It's good for our church when we rest. And Lord, then we come back rejuvenated and refreshed with fresh vision and new ideas. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just allow us to just rest. And even too, Lord, just as in our resting, that we would just spend time with you. Lord, that our focus and attention would be on you as we rest. And Lord, that you would fill us. Lord, if we're feeling empty right now, maybe you're calling us in this moment to rest. And so, Lord, be with us in that. Lord, we ask that you would just walk with us through whatever we're walking through. And Lord, if we do need a Sabbath, let us know. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that